That's the most Pittsfield thing I've ever heard.
Gotta go back in time.
Bitch, those colors were not vibrant.
Government, don't tell me what to put on my penis, okay?
But if you squeezed it real hard, you could get some of it, but probably not all of it.
When does it stop?
In, homie, what the fuck is hair sushi?
It's the 413, let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast featuring the PCB peeps.
We took his batteries out, but he still won't stop flapping. The big mouth bass that's always full of sass, it's Eric.
Thank you, and right back at you, the queen of creativity. She turns ordinary things into extraordinary faster than you can say, Andy's eating paste again. The bedazzler herself, it's Abby.
Hey!
I hope you brought a 5-watt light bulb because this creepy crawler is ready to cook. He'll be ready in about 6 hours. Bon appetit, it's Jared.
Hi.
Throw up a fist and he'll bump it. Show him your leg and he'll hump it. Howl at the moon shoes, it's Bill.
Yeah, what up, peeps?
Our next host of the podcast, he has a heart of gold and a head full of phloem. Luscious and full-bodied, his tail has never topsied. It's Andy.
Hey.
And as you probably are aware from our intro themes tonight, we are talking about infomercials. So this episode was a bit impromptu. Abby sent us a link that someone had compiled of some of the, like, the greatest infomercials of the 90s. With an extremely loose timeline on this, I'll say.
Yeah.
but we decided that it'd be kind of fun to go through and watch them and come back on this podcast and talk through some of them, our memories, if we have any, or just maybe we can trash talk the infomercials themselves. Yeah. So what exactly is an infomercial? In this situation, they're basically extended commercials that are there to attempt to teach you about the product and how to use it in different ways you can use it. Then it tries to sell it to you by calling a number or sending postage or whatever for, it's always $19.99, right?
Always.
It's a great looking price, except for
less than $20.
One specific item on here that was 4 easy payments of $49.99. 4 easy payments of four. Okay, we're talking $200 1990s dollars.
That's 2 Benjamins. What?
I mean, it's the...
There's only one thing it could be.
Yeah, right.
It's only one thing.
We will get to it, I promise, in the near future. But we got a couple things to talk about tonight. So why don't we kind of kick right into it? I have a question for the general pod here, which is that, have you ever purchased anything off of an infomercial?
Nah, dude.
Nope.
I have not, although I have owned some infomercial items in my life, but I have never purchased them and my parents never purchased.
I'm possibly going to call bullshit on a Jared infomercial right now. And you can call me out on this one, Jared, and you can tell me that someone's cousin got it for you. But Jared sold me a Girls Gone Wild video, Mardi Gras. That counts as an infomercial.
Oh, never mind. I'm out.
That wasn't from the phone. Door.
I got an excellent price. It was one easy payment of probably $10 to get this VHS. And you know what? I'm just going to say I sold it to my stepbrother for $20.
You flipped a Girls Gone Wild VHS.
I did. It's my proudest and not proudest moment of all time.
That's the most Pittsfield thing I've ever heard.
Okay. It's four easy payments of $5. Come on, bro.
But man, when those commercials would come on, wasn't it always like you had to like turn the TV volume down? You're like, yeah. Oh, Jesus. It'd always be on like E during like a Howard Stern. Or yeah. Something. It would pop up. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Check it out now. Girls gone wild. And they're even wilder. Like, how could they be wilder? How? They're
just wilder.
They were always on spring break. These girls are on spring break in Florida. You're like, oh God, Florida.
These girls are on cocaine, alcohol, and not consent.
Do you want to see women taken advantage of? Then you need to pay us four easy payments of $5.99.
Pretty sure Joe Francis had a trapper keeper of the
yeah, consent forms. He's not in jail, so I think so.
Yeah, I don't think they can extradite him yet. So,
oh shit,
he's still in the Bahamas. I also did buy some knives one time on an infomercial.
What?
You were an adult when that happened.
I was. This was like,
that's way worse.
Were you drunk or on cocaine or not consensual?
No,
did the knives work? Were they good?
Yeah, they were pretty good. And I got a free set, which is the crazy thing too. It's like all these knives and another free set for only $19.99. I'm like, how cheap are these knives? Absolutely free. Yeah. So I don't have them anymore. I don't know what happened to them. I had a set and they were supposed to cut rocks and like cans and all this other stuff. I had never attempted that.
You had Thankfully, two sets of invincible knives and none of them stood the test of time.
I think I just like,
don't read into that too much.
Yeah. One was called a rock and chop.
What do you need to cut rocks with, though? And that was the thing with infomercials, right?
It's no! Like,
they always had the craziest shit,
they
though.
They cut
like,
too good!
No, like, I meant like it rocked. The knife rocked. Not a day. It wasn't
like,
cutting.
What are you trying to cut rocks? Like,
no,
just doing
I get it, but the rock and chop was not about cutting a rock. It was that the knife rocked for, you know.
Hell yeah, it did.
What do they call that? Cross cuts? Okay, so I remembered pretty much all of these commercials and I watched a few others. And the one thing I can say is whether it's like 1991 and 2001, like they all look terrible.
Yeah.
Was that really the quality of television that we dealt with?
Well, no, that was the lack of production for those because it was just geared to selling shit to kids because hopefully somebody will be home.
Yeah. I thought the quality wasn't terrible given that it was the 90s. I mean, the TVs were shit back then anyway.
There's so no production. It's just,
what?
Here's a couple of kids.
They had all the same set in every single one of them. They had the same announcer in every single one of them. And they had the same blonde little boy with a bowl cut.
Yeah, because they filmed them all at the same time. I mean, these were done in 1 hour, one day. And it was great. It was the 90s, right? Do it cheap, do it fast.
How many times are you going to show me that you can make something a rainbow?
Exactly.
Dude, so many rainbows.
A lot.
So many. I mean, I'm not going to skip ahead, but there were some of them that I thought were pretty good.
Okay, I'll give you that. Well, let's start with the first one here, which was Marvin's Magic Drawing Board.
Holy shit.
So they still make this same thing, right? It's just called like a boogie board or something, right? It's like basically an Etch-a-Sketch, but not... You can just draw things on it quickly and then just wipe it off and it's done.
A boogie board is something you use in the ocean.
Yeah.
Or in a pool.
Well, what's the board called that you can like write on and then just wipe off?
A whiteboard.
Dry erase board?
No.
Magnadoodle?
Magnadoodle. What the fuck is a Magnadoodle?
It's a super maybe doodle.
Someone called it a boogie board one time, so I'm going with boogie board.
Okay.
Willy Willy.
Might have been that.
Oh, yes.
This thing... It doesn't make sense to me because, like, don't kids like to save their artwork? You really want to just make something
once?
It was
dumb.
And then it's gone?
But the parents don't want, they don't need boxes and boxes and boxes of paintings.
Don't you tell me what I need to recycle. Okay, Jared?
Jared is looking at my background. My background is just piles and piles of children's artwork.
Well, that's your own, though, right? Oh, okay. I thought those were all your crafts.
I love all my children's artwork, and I store it all in a blue bin in the garage. Like, how many times do I need a stick figure of me? I'm like, come on, guys.
Every week they take it and they put it in storage.
Can someone cue up Prodigy? Because I feel like those are a fire starter. Just saying.
Oh!
Yeah, that was an awful product. Awful.
I think it was a great product. It combined magic and the arts. I think it was the start for a lot of fantastic.
It was Harry Potter before Harry Potter.
Yes, there you go.
Well, the fact that they're still making it.
The no mess kind of thing is neat enough where it's like you can just kind of use it and use it. It doesn't get used up like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you need more and more and more.
True.
Keep going back to it.
And Etch-A-Sketch was, you know, just gray.
Yeah, but at least the paper you can recycle. I mean, that thing's all a big hunk of
It's not like you're going to throw it out every time you draw.
But the idea is
I'm just saying that at some point it's going to sit in a landfill forever where the paper I can just buy recycled paper.
But if that's just paper. Like paperboard with like felt stuff, which I'm assuming it is it something that just like flips over in like a sequin two sides is what makes it do its thing?
I'm not sure. Once again, the quality of the video. Ugh.
I feel like we're going to get into a scientific discussion that we will not be able to handle if we try to figure out how. First of all, it's called Marvin's Magic Drawing Board, you fucking narcissist. You're not supposed to figure out how it works or what it's made of or how to recycle it. It's just a magic drawing board, all right? Can you get over that?
I want to meet this Marvin, all right? Like, who the fuck are you to put your name on this project, right? He's like, I'm Marvin. Like, he's like an 80-year-old smoker. Hey, come here.
No, smokers don't last for 80.
I got a magic board for you. Yeah, get the hell out of here, you perv.
Andy wants to meet him because Marvin invented a product to erase your mistakes, and Andy wants to learn from him.
He's like, Marvin, can you do birth certificates on that? Or
back to the drawing board.
Yeah, so not quite my thing here.
Nah.
And then commercial-wise, like, not terrible. They really showcased the product well.
Yeah.
What kid is making this fucking stuff, though? They make it seem like it's so easy.
So fast.
God, it's always professional artists. Anytime there's an art one, I'm like, I can't. I'm like, well, who the hell's doing this?
No, song was not a banger, though. Not a banger song.
That's the one thing that separates a lot of infomercials from commercials. They don't have good themes.
Oh, like there's one on here. I'm gonna shout it out.
Yes, there are two that
there's
got popped up.
Yeah, yeah.
That I was like, damn, that song slaps.
Hell yeah!
All right, so if you had to give a likelihood of buying this product today, if it was on an infomercial, from 1 to 10, what do you got?
Okay.
I mean, give me a price point. Thumbs down. Thumbs down.
Is anybody going to change their mind at this point? Has anybody decided they need more stuff?
Are we all at a hard zero?
I'm at a 7.5. I would consider it.
Wow.
As a gift?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a drawing board. I got a lot of ideas, guys.
But then, Bill, if you accidentally flip it over, the idea is gone. You're like, oh, I put my shopping list on here. And you're like, oh, shit, I dropped it, and it's gone.
Yo, you know how much I move when I talk.
Exactly. You're like, dude, I figured out nuclear fusion. And I'm like, it's blank. I don't know what I'm looking at, Bill. You're like, oh, no, I forgot it.
I drew a diagram for the flux capacitor. Now I can't make a time machine to find out how Marvin made this.
That's right. God damn it. I can't go back in time and save Marvin.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time. That's how he does it.
Yes, he does. Thank you for that.
Wow.
Can we get to the next one, which is elastic plastic balloons?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were condoms at first. I was like, oh, my God. They're selling condoms.
I've actually seen somebody use this product. Made like a generic version. You could get like the parade or something where it was like you just put this goopy stuff on a straw and blow it out. Nobody could make larger than a
shit.
Yeah, nobody can make larger than a golf ball. These people are making like fucking blimps out of these things. Like, not happening.
Okay, this has to be what they use the PCBs for, right? Like, this shit is the most toxic shit since like 2001 pop punk.
Oh, yeah.
As advertised, it says non-toxic, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it was the 90s. That didn't matter.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
You could say anything.
Having one that was like model glue. Like it was not the
oh, fucking mom. That stuff remember smells so ones? Good. Tasted better.
Man, this was the 90s. They could say, no, it's non-toxic unless you're near it.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Like,
unless you touch it. Yeah.
Unless you touch it, inhale the fumes. God, blow don't on get it. Any in it. Yeah, blow on it. Really just look at it.
But like in the commercial on this one, like, how much fun are you having with a bunch of random orbs like sitting in your living room? It showed like them made like
that you can't pop.
Yeah, like 500. They stab it with a fork. It doesn't pop. How do you get rid of this fucking thing then? What do you do?
And you get two jumping beads.
Does cat hair stick to it? Like that was all I was thinking. It's like, 100%. Does cat hair stick to this?
100%.
I mean, let's get it. I got a cat. I'll rub it on. Nah, I'm not going to do that to my cat.
Dear PETA, this will not happen. We promise.
Yeah.
PETA, I love my cat too much. That was just a bad joke.
Also, like, not a product that I would ever consider would be fun or would purchase back then or today. Like, not.
Who signed off on that, though, right? Like, imagine you're working that kind of job that picks these products, and then someone's like, dude, check this out.
Can
like,
sell a straw like, in a tube if they
this
got
is gold.
A couple people to buy, they probably made money on that.
Like, who's that high on cocaine? And they're like, oh, this is going the distance.
Andy, it was the 90s. Come on, we all were.
It's like, how do you make a quick buck on this? And they clearly figured it out because this was around.
I would have bought it. I still might buy it.
Oh, wow.
Thumbs down. Like that camp. Okay.
So instead of giving a rating on this product, what I'd like us to do is I'd like us to try to guess out of all four of our smokers, who would be the best at blowing one of these up in the 90s? We'd get the biggest bubble out of here without running out of breath.
Andy.
Any of us smokers in the 90s?
You were, I feel
you
like.
Were oh, 90s, you were yeah, definitely out one of 90s. Us.
Right? No, well, that's true. 90. Probably, yeah, I was a smoker in the 90s. So,
yeah.
But probably me, yeah, because Bill had been smoking a lot longer.
Yeah.
And more reds. I was doing it easy with Camel Lights. You know, light cigarettes. Yeah. Not as harsh.
Yeah. Lucky Strikes at one point. When I was
holy shit.
I was badass.
Wow.
When I was a kid. Now I'm not.
Not that we endorse this to any children listening. Don't smoke.
Give it a go.
You won't be able to.
Why are you broadcasting it?
You won't be able to blow up your elastic plastic balloons.
How many people you think had kids accidentally though? Cause they're on a date and so like, do you have a condom? And they're like, they like look in their cabinet and they're like, I got this stuff.
Corner of a sandwich bag. Well, was that one of the daytime shows?
Jerry Springer. This guy's like, man, it might've been more. No, it was Maury Povich. And the guy's like, I couldn't have got her pregnant. I used a sandwich bag. And they're like all laughing at him. And then he was not the father. And I was like, Ziploc, I'm buying Ziploc stock today. No doubt about it.
I use elastic plastic. Shit don't pop.
That's true. Actually, it probably would work. You are right.
I don't think it's going to work. Yeah.
I don't want to find out.
Now that we are into like the artsy stuff here, we have rainbow art.
Mm.
Did this work?
And no chance.
Wait, not a chance.
Which rainbow was this one?
The one with
the
like
board that you wave a big the brusher. Wand over?
It's a bunch of different brushes. You dip it in water, dip it on the rub it on the paint thing, and then it makes a full rainbow like with one color. Motion.
Right. Yeah, okay.
There were people making like the most beautiful pictures, and I'm like, how the hell are you doing that with that brush? You're not 100%
didn't work.
The colors would definitely have to get muddy. Like you would only be able to do it once. Aww. I was also looking, wasn't the paint like pretty far away from each other on the tray? So if you did like rake the tray,
right?
Flawed product.
And like, you're kind of limited on what you can do with that fucking brush though. It's like, look, I made another rainbow. Okay. Can you do anything else? Well, not unless I get my Marvin's magical drawing board.
No, someone made like a zebra board. Or something. In the infomercial with it. And that's like, Abby, that was my thing too. I'm like, how is that not running all the colors when you're dabbing the legs and stuff?
Well, that was skills. Like, it's like slogan was like beloved for simplicity and vibrant colors. Bitch, that's those colors were not vibrant one. 3 days later.
Murky AF. Come on.
Yeah. And in the 90s, vibing with some neon, not with that.
Oh, hell yeah. Dayglow, baby.
That's right.
All right. So we all agree this one, like, not a good product.
Thumbs down.
Andy's, all right, we'll go with your rating system, Andy. Thumbs down.
Okay. Andy's just going to keep doing it until you listen.
I don't want to rate it on 0 to 10. I'm like, I hate like all these products.
Well, if you want to really jam out, though, we're going to talk about the Bedazzler. So I can see where the Bedazzler would be super handy. You could like make custom stuff, really jazz something up.
People did, by the way.
They did. But like they would show these elaborate things. Did you see how you had to fucking load and use this thing one at a time? I thought there was like some magic thing where it just loaded up and you could just fucking like hit it as many times as you want. No, you're loading it one at a time and bedazzling.
I'm consuming.
So I had a Bedazzler, but I did not have an infomercial Bedazzler. My mom bought me like the legit version from the craft store, straight up metal. Hardcore, just doing it with that thing. A Bedazzler, you probably could get 3 gems in before it broke. The amount of like body pressure you would have put behind that thing.
Yeah. And they were plastic, right? The Bedazzler. Yeah. So
it came with these plastic heads, right?
Yeah.
Like that. Those were the different like tips, and you'd have different like size gems or different shaped gems you could put in there. Yeah, it came with 3 different tips, and then you would like crank it down like you're pressing a button. But like, they'd make these elaborate, like a fucking tiger on the back of a denim jacket. Like, how are you popping through denim on this thing?
Bro, for real.
With like, a real Bedazzler, they have someone who does it on a real one. And then they're like, all right, we're going to sell this plastic.
Yeah. Exactly. The bait and switch.
Like, I always dreamed of it, though, because like in the late 90s, as a DIY punker, I'm just trying to use a knife. And these studs that I found or spikes that I found and trying to line it up right. And y'all know me. I got no sense of balance. So they were never in a straight line. My vest was the worst.
We believe you.
That's what made punk great, though. Like, you didn't have to be good at it. You're like, no, that was on purpose. Purposely did that.
No, I was trying, Andy. I was trying.
Yeah. This is the original Bedazzler, because they did have another one they put out in like the early 2000s that was like way more colored gems and stones and shapes and things like that, where you could really make these elaborate things. But the original was sort of like, hey, can you add a bunch of metal studs onto your pocketbook and all of a sudden you're in big fashion? Well, the model in this commercial, she had the biggest poofy hair of all time, the largest hoop earrings. I'm like, I don't even need to see her bedazzle purse. This lady's fashionable. I don't need a purse. Give me that hairdo, which we'll talk about soon.
She ripped a hole in the ozone herself with the amount of products she put in there.
Oh, she cast a large aquanet on that for sure. So in theory, as a product, Bedazzler could be a great product.
For
Abby,
sure.
You agree? Bedazzler... You could really...
Absolutely.
I was going to say, you could really gem out.
Yes, they were very cool. You could do some cool shit.
But the actual Bedazzler that you ordered for 1995 was probably a hunk of dog shit. A paperweight at best. Shit. Yeah. Okay, so the moment you've all been waiting for, which is the 4 easy payments of $49.99 product.
Yes.
And... probably the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, and still to this day, don't know how anyone ever signed off on this. Exerlopers.
Yes!
The adult moon shoes, we'll call them.
Yeah. Like, dunk it.
They were like, remember the, what were they, Skechers or Keds, the rolled bottom ones?
Yeah.
It's Skechers like step ups.
With a sprig, yeah.
How many fucking ankles did these shoes break?
Dude, my ankles were breaking just watching this.
Every ankle.
Like, yeah.
You didn't see that dude dunk?
I saw that dunk and I'm like, there's no fucking way. As soon as he lands, like his legs are just going to break. Like, fuck that. 100%. Do you know who made this horse shit that they tried to sell? Nordic Track.
Oh, yes. I was going to say Johnson & Johnson. They always make awful products.
Yeah.
No, killer products.
How do you go... How do you go from the Nordic track, which also did not work very well? I don't know. My folks had one, and like,
that's
it would
a
always
pretty
like go
line.
Yeah, it's extra lopers.
Well, in between there, they had another product, which was a penis pump called More Dick Track. I don't know if you.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, didn't work.
To be fair, they did lose in the class action lawsuit. It did have to, you know, pay people's medical bills, I'm sure. And it came up in the 90s.
Medical bills or a bedazzler.
You know, nothing's better than having a product that's notorious for injuries and becomes a cautionary tale of safety measures.
They're like, listen, we're sorry about the shoes, but we'll give you a Nordic track. All right. And that'll just, you know, that'll be fine.
Yeah, these were sort of like one small step for man, one giant leap for OSHA. Like, that's what these, like.
The jumping was the worst part. Like, saying that he could jump super, like, what does it maybe give you an extra inch or two just because it's got that little
Are we still
give?
Talking about the extra lopers, or we're back to the more dick track?
Extra lopers.
Oh, I thought we'd been talking about the more dick track the whole time.
Just wanted to check. You said get an extra inch or two. I just wanted to make sure.
I was trying to look it up right now. I'm like, hold on. How many inches is that thing giving?
How many recalls does it really have?
I know. Like, come on. What are the product reviews on this? I don't trust a recall. Don't government. Don't tell me what to put on my penis. Okay.
All right. I want to do everyone a favor real quick.
Don't pump on me.
All right. So the question is, can you buy these on eBay right now?
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Okay, wait, let's play a game.
I feel like it's like jarts.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say it's $30.
No, I'm going to go yes. And so it was $200 back in the 90s. $250?
I'm going to go dark web and $1,000.
So here's the
eBay
thing.
For $400.
Nice.
Okay, so here's all I can say at this point is that you can buy them from a medical supply website.
What?
And it says no impact running shoes, adjustable resistance up to 250 pounds. Your price, $191.95.
It's cheaper now.
I mean, that was the problem. We'll get into that in other things, but like the 90s infomercials, there was like, if you waited long enough, next year they'd offer you the product, last year's product, for the same price as this year's stuff.
Because it's all the stuff that didn't sell. If it sold, they would have kept it expensive.
Like Zoo Books, they're like, you get the whole year for $20. Plus this year, it's all covered under your $20. Like, oh, if I
get
wait
it out
till
of
next
our
year.
Warehouse.
Yeah.
So there's another company, I think, that must have like sold the patent rights or something, because they're still selling the shoes. The company's called Biosig, so it's not Nordic Track, but they're still selling them.
Wait,
on their
it's
website.
A cigarette manufacturer?
Yeah, Biosig? Is this an Indianized business?
But like,
I forgot to tell you.
Goofy as ever, they're still on there. Same, design.
Remember we bought that that giant box 1 year? That was just filled with those. So we've been selling them ever since.
We're going to be rich.
We're going to be rich. We still got the whole box, so it's still full. Never sold one yet.
Infomercial, baby.
We're going to set up a GoFundMe for all the viewers and listeners to get a pair of extra loafers in Bill's size to wear for a 5K.
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to be responsible for him being in the hospital and his medical bills, because then we're going to have two GoFundMes.
He's not going to make it to the starting line. What are you talking about?
It's a fair extra point.
Loafers. Perfect for Bill, who thought walking was too mundane in hospitals were really punk.
Oi, oi!
I mean, as a professional walker, being a postman, do you think these would help you deliver the mail faster? And should the U.S. government invest in giving them to every postal carrier?
Yes and yes. Also, if I can dunk, that I'm down with anything.
Bro, I don't think you dug a donut in these. All right, so 100% like these things don't work at all. Like, come on.
Yeah, no chance.
I mean, like, Bill was the closest though, because he said that they were definitely going to be selling for the same price.
Yeah. Even if they work, though, like, who would wear it? I mean, come on. But they made a very fun kids version called Moon Shoes.
Yeah.
Which we're going to get into next. Like, buy your kids a trampoline? Is that weird to say? Like,
yeah.
I mean, those were way cheaper. Here's a piece of plastic and a couple of rubber bands and a little foot-shaped hunk of plastic.
It was just the 80s pogo stick, because like my siblings were a little bit older than me. They were 70s kids. They had pogo sticks and I had their rusty ass pogo stick. No moon shoes.
You could take them out in the yard, which was nice because they had a bigger footprint. So it was like punching holes and stuff if you hit their.
Did you have moon shoes, Jared?
Yeah. I don't know where that came from, but.
You just said you never bought anything off an infomercial.
You didn't.
I did not. I don't know where they came from. They were in my backyard.
Someone bought them for you.
Or they were a gift at some point from somebody.
You know you saw that commercial and said, buy these for me. Come on.
Dude, when I heard the song for this infomercial, I was about to buy a pair. Holy fuck. This is the most punk rock jingle in any of these infomercials. I was down for some moon shoes.
Moon shoes. Moon shoes.
I had a totally different song in my head until I just played that for a second. Yeah, it's definitely a punk rock anthem.
Oh, so good.
Moon shoes.
Fuck yeah, dude. It kind of sounded like a Dead Rat song, didn't it?
I was going to say, did you guys cover it at one point?
We should have.
We definitely should have.
I'm not going to lie, I'd wear them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I would rock these.
Dude, I'm hoping for some Tinder dates rolling up with these. I'll be like, yo. This dude's gonna be a giant.
You'll catch him before dark, though. Only lunch dates.
Oh, yeah.
That full moon. I don't know anyone that had these except for Jared, I guess, but they seem cool.
Rubber bands eventually broke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Until they broke, they were fine. I mean, you couldn't really get.
Just like my ankles.
I don't know if I got too big for them, but eventually it was. You'd get a little bit of air and bounce up and down because they were probably 4 or 5 inches tall.
So that's the other thing, though. Do you remember when we were of this age, how space and astronauts and like all that shit was like the coolest, and they promoted all of that to us hard with like every fucking game show, you'd win a trip to space camp as the top prize. This was just NASA propaganda.
That's because no one wanted to go to space camp, and they're like, we can't give this away. Nobody's signing up. We just really gotta.
You didn't want to go to space camp?
No. Why the fuck do I want to go to outer space? There's no air, Bill. Nobody can hear you scream. No, thank
dude,
you.
Look, I could pogo dance so much better if I was on the moon.
That's fair.
I might even be able to dunk. Probably not.
So with inflation, they're probably about the same price. You can buy them on eBay right now for around $40. Like used ones, obviously.
I thought they were only like $20.
Well, with inflation, so they're probably they probably didn't lose any value. Interesting.
I mean, are we sure they didn't lose any value?
Well, if you pay what you paid in 1989 versus now.
Imagine the 1989 ones, all the rubber bands are probably.
Oh, yeah. These things are like
more than dried out by.
They're probably using rubber cement to keep those things on.
Abby, is this the reason why all the billionaires want to go to space? Is because they didn't get fucking moon shoes when they were young?
Yes. Yes. Fuck. Their parents refused to send them to space camp. And it created monsters.
No, because they got nothing better to do with their time and money. That's the problem.
Because space is fucking awesome, dude.
It is not. There is no air up there, Bill. It is cold
Jupiter, bro.
And dark.
Go look at Uranus.
Still okay.
I just described it. Cold and dark. They're the same.
Why don't we go into one more like toy here, and then I want to get down a run of hair products. So mentioned this earlier in the pod, Floam.
Oh,
I guess if you're like into textures and stuff and like ooze and sand and all that kind of stuff, like this probably wouldn't be terrible. But I have a question that I feel like I don't know if anyone can answer, is that, so when you think about phloem, right, you're squeezing them and making shapes out of these things of phloem. But then they show all these situations of them mixing colors. How do you unmix those colors later?
Yeah.
I mean, those were better than like Play-Doh when it got warm and mixed all together. But if you squeezed it real hard, you could get some of it, but probably not all of it.
I'm just seeing like these like little individual mini colors like stuck in there. Aren't they like little balls, right? Like that just squeezed together. So what if the colors get mixed up? Like how do you really go in and like pick all those out?
You don't. Buy new
it's
stuff.
It's impossible.
I just got one note for this and it just said hella toxic.
Oh,
like there's no way. Like,
I mean, probably not.
They were like,
they sell it at Target like now. Everything. I don't think it's that bad. It does have a weird smell though. It's like, ooh.
The only thing is, what are the bees? Is it all a bunch of little plastic? Yeah.
I think we were just ahead of the times with sensory tables and sensory needs. Yeah. This was the start of it all, man. Phloem and GAC and...
But the shit they make in the commercial, like, here's a crown and a bracelet. Like, are you serious? Yeah. Who the fuck is wearing a phloem crown?
they have to show something for you to do with it, because otherwise, why would you want to buy it?
With all these infomercials? The parents are always playing with the children.
Oh, that's terrible.
And it's just not setting up a realistic expectation. I'm not fucking playing with phloem. I'm not doing, maybe I'll do X or Lopers, but I'm not doing
it. Here's some moon shoes. Bounce the fuck out of the house. I'll see you next week with two broken ankles. Kind of agree. And the commercial's super creepy for phloem. I'm not, so bad. It's like a JonBenet Ramsey like little girl like that they're throwing all this phloem shit on.
Well, but wasn't phloem initially a Nickelodeon product or no?
Is this supposed to make the situation better?
Yeah.
No, I was gonna say that informs the commercial probably.
No.
Wasn't that a Dead Rat song? You're getting phloemed? Oh, no, it was GAC. Never mind. Definitely GAC. Again, let's go likelihood of getting this today or now. Like, I guess I would like to feel it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, like the texture is not too weird, but how could it not be that weird? It just, I don't know.
It's like dry and wet at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, just.
It's weird. I've gotten it for the kids before. It's weird.
Yeah, I've got some in my house and my office.
Oh shit.
Don't yuck my yummy.
sorry about that.
You're getting yucked.
All right, so we're gonna just do a quick switch into three hair products that, can I just say, like, who bought this shit and who wore these styles? Topsy tail? Well, Andy, of course.
Yeah.
Topsy tail. But this is basically a piece of plastic that helps you fold your hair or like tie your hair in a knot.
It almost looks tough though. Like, I don't know how like people do that with their hair.
On the commercial, they looked like they were having problems. That's why I was like, I don't think this works.
It's got to hurt, right?
They like pull it through. And I'm like, all I know is I watched that commercial and instead of wanting to buy a topsy tail, I got hungry for croissants. That's what all their hair look like. Look at a fucking schwagadell on the back of their head.
Okay, so I could topsy tail my hair right now in 11 seconds, painlessly, with no tool. It was a big scheme, guys. It was a big scheme.
I remember someone made one in like my, might have been like elementary or middle school class, out of a coat hanger.
Totally.
And did the exact same thing.
I've definitely seen a girl put her hair up with like a pen. Like,
I don't know. I always thought it was black magic.
Nearby.
The commercial made it seem like you had to have it. And guess what?
No.
Works with short hair too. And they show the girl with the short hair. And I was like, what is that? They like, they folded it up and it looked like a fucking bowl, like a terrible bowl cut with like three different strips. And it looked like a micro penis on the back of her head.
Oh, great.
Who would do that? Okay, and then
you gotta call Nordic Track.
Yeah. Then the instrument of hair magic, the magic twist. How did this not like decapitate people?
Yeah.
Didn't it come with a warning? I feel like at the end of the commercial, like someone spoke really fast and was like, don't ever use this product. Like it will cut your head off. And you're like, hold on, what?
You put strands of hair into a machine that just twirls them around and makes you a braid?
Dude, yeah.
When does it stop? I mean,
it's battery powered, so you could probably, when it's done.
How does
when
it
your hair is pulled out. Like, exactly. Like those old, you know, yeah, exactly. Like those old presses they used to use to dry your clothes, and you know, you could stick your arms in it and then it'll rip them off.
I don't know that they had that much power. I mean, that might be kind of the annoying thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was AA batteries. So.
Oh, are you insulting AA batteries?
Yeah, seriously, what? Yeah,
the fuck I are
plenty
you
of pill? Things are battery powered.
Talking shit about a AA battery over here. Jesus.
Well, Abby, did you have this one? Do you know anything about this?
I did not have this one, but it might be my favorite thing ever, listening to the four of you debate beauty products. I think we have a new episode on the radar.
I just think me and Wick have taken the side of not mutilating women's hair. And Jared and Bill are just like, oh, it's only AA batteries. It's only a couple of scars on the back of their head.
How do you know it's only a AA battery? Have you done the research? How do you know it's not 2C batteries?
I have not done the research, right? But
like
I know.
A big D in there?
Might be two.
I know that I had the... No, I know the D batteries go to a boombox. This wasn't a fucking boombox, Andy.
A D can fit into anything, all right? I'm just saying.
Maybe just on the back of your hand.
Andy's got a flashlight he emptied out and filled with phloem.
You can get it for $19.95.
Two easy payments of $19.95.
I'm concerned about this device, is all I'm saying. I have many concerns.
I agreed with you, Wick. I was like, if I had a daughter, someone bought this for her, I would put it on their head and I'd be like, let's see what happens. All right.
I think that this was a weapon, a torture device. I do agree.
Right? It definitely came, like someone made it and they're like, oh shit, like, you know, torture is illegal now. They're like, what the hell am I going to do with all these things, man? No one's buying them. Kind of cuts women's hair.
Yeah, twirls it.
It looks dangerous. Okay. So going from what was dangerous on your head to what was dangerous on your wrist, but then became a hair product.
All yo!
Right. Haragami. This is just a slap bracelet, right?
Dude, like, yes!
And why do you get like 9 of them? How many heads of hair do you have?
And homie, what the fuck is hair sushi? I was looking at this. I was like, they're like naming off shit like that you can turn your hair into. And they're like, yo, hair sushi. I'm like, bull fucking shit.
Yes. I don't know what it is either. And the designs that they made on these people's heads was frankly inhumane.
Why would they do this to someone?
And they made it look so easy.
People didn't get paid enough.
Oh,
no.
100%.
They should like, still be getting paid right now. It's still not enough.
Concept wise, it seems like a good idea. Like a little plastic thing that can help style your hair quickly. But like, the way they did it, and you get the one with the scrunchie.
Yeah.
Just buy a scrunchie. What the fuck do I need a slap bracelet and a scrunchie together?
I mean, that's totally 90s. So it's like when two worlds collide.
The maker slap bracelet's like, what else can we do? Like, what about women? We'll charge them more money for it and they can hold their hair up with it.
Is that what they did, Andy?
Yeah.
All right, Abby, come on. Give us some wisdom here.
I don't get this one. I feel like it was the transition from banana clips of the 80s to something a little more modern. I also, why does everything have to have a stupid fucking name? Like a stupid fucking catchy name. And also like, I don't know.
The really racist intro to it also. In Japan, right? There's origami.
And I mean, that's real.
That's a factual statement, Bill.
No. The The video going along with it.
The video showing the paper being folded.
No, it was not paper being folded.
We're still waiting, Bill. Bill made a claim. Let's let him finish off.
No, it was like very stereotypical Japanese culture that not folding paper.
But they were folding hair, so it's okay.
Hair again.
And hair sushi, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I would say like all three hair products like could not be used today, right? Like nobody would use these products today.
Did anyone use them in the 90s though? Like, I don't think anyone used them.
No, they use coat hangers.
I bet a lot of money that you can buy a Topsy Tail on Shein or Temu right now for 11 cents. Yeah. And that girls in high school are like, look at this fucking cool retro thing I got. I think Topsy, I think Magic Twist. I think also I could pick one up at Target today. It might have a different name.
But yeah, you're probably
that
right.
Hair ripper router does still exist.
All right. Hey, y'all. I am a little bit older also, so I remember infomercial. Late '80s.
Where are you getting? Are you getting to a brand new thing?
Yeah. Well,
can I make one more point real quick before you go?
For sure.
To your point, Abby, and let me just correct everybody out there in outer space and everywhere else on this podcast. It's Temu. And if you're questioning, going no, Eric, it's Temu. I would have you just listen to the commercial where the best song of all time from a commercial goes, ooh, ooh, Temu, ooh, it's Temu.
Yeah, now they fucking changed it.
What do you mean now they changed it? It used to be ooh, ooh, Temu?
First commercials in the very beginning, when it first started, the one at the Super Bowl, wasn't that Temu instead of Temu? And they changed it to Temu with that last one?
There was Temu in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. It's actually a great point. Abby,
but
where did you hear Temu?
I watch a lot of TikTok, but I have heard it both ways.
Definitely, yeah.
Eric, I think you should listen to the Moon Shoes commercial again. And
Moon Shoes!
Yeah. Moon Shoes!
I just think of it as Footloose. That's the head songs that pops in my head.
Here's a question.
Footloose with
Moon
Shoes.
What are the chances of getting a Dead Rats reunion album where you guys just cover these jingles?
Slim to absolute zero.
What? Yeah, just the ones in here. It's like zero. Me first in the gimmies, but it's like, hey, Dead Rats, sing the 90s theme songs.
Bill, what were you saying about the 80s?
So there's another hair torture device called the Flobee.
Oh!
George Clooney used it for 22 years. Rick Hunt, a carpenter, created it, not from the Carpenters.
Wait, who?
Rick Hunt.
Yeah, I gotta beep that out.
Hunt? Who's Rick Hunt?
I didn't say Hold Mike on. Hunt.
Are you saying you can't throw slander at George Clooney saying he's using a product unless you have proof, Bill?
Yeah, no, I did some research on it.
Oh, someone came with a receipt, Andy.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out, because he said something was racist a little bit ago, anti-Asian, and he didn't come with the receipt for that either.
That's true.
Was that Wayne's
World? I was
looking
up Rick Hunt.
Or Saturday Night Live?
With a Flobee?
With the suck cut.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, suck cut. Wayne's World.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Which might have been on Saturday Night Live. I didn't do that research, Andy. I'm sorry.
Appreciate that.
That's okay. Like half of the jokes on Wayne's World were all from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, George, on Jimmy Kimmel Live, George Clooney cuts his hair with a Flobee.
Yep. He looks good.
Yeah.
Great hair.
I'm sorry, Andy. I was wrong. George Clooney has been cutting his own hair for 25 years using a Flobee. So.
Oh, 25. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I got my numbers wrong. You're right.
I just don't want him to sue us. He's a big actor. And maybe he'll
come on the pod.
He's going to be like, fuck, I ain't coming on there now. They're talking shit about my hair. Seeing how I use a Flobee.
I'm just saying it kind of looks like a torture device.
Oh, it looks awful.
Yeah.
Is it a razored vacuum? Like,
you shove your hand in the normal vacuum?
How was it marketed to humans and not dogs? Because for a dog, very useful product. I can imagine a nice golden retriever benefiting from a Flowbee.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would.
Although a feathered mullet does reminisce quite a bit of a golden retriever. So maybe it was just the 90s.
Where I'm at this point.
But do you think with a Flowbee, they tried other things first? They're like, how about a hair blender, right? You just drop your hair into a blender and put it on ice cream and then, or frozen dessert.
I think that's where you put your tender heart.
This is one of the few things that actually serves a purpose. I will say.
Agreed. Okay. Yeah, that's a great point. This could make, this could really make a single person's life much easier.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? All right. So I don't know if they still make the product. Let's assume they do. How much do you think Flowbee sales went up at peak COVID?
Oh.
I bet they still make it. I would bet money they still make it.
Can someone get me a graph?
It's been knocked off a dozen times at this point.
I was my boss, by the way. I need a line graph showing me that. I'm like, a line graph?
Can I get a Temu?
What the fuck do I look like?
Flowbee?
Line graph.
Bar graph? Pie chart?
I could do a pie chart, no problem.
Yeah.
This piece is a blueberry. That's lost.
Bye, bye, bye.
Jesus Christ. A Flowbee today Amazon. Do you know how much it costs?
Let's guess. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Andy.
You said let's guess.
Here's my first question. Is it portable?
I don't think so. Don't you need a vacuum?
Yeah, they don't provide the vacuum.
I mean, I wonder if my Dyson Stick vacuum would work.
No, I think it needs to be a shop vac, right? Wasn't that the big thing?
I think it's
does it have to be a shop vac? I mean, I'm sure they've changed up the technology.
I don't think so.
So, Andy, I'll let you have the first guess. How much is a Flowbee?
$200.
Jared?
$179.
Bill?
$85.
$279.
You're like that guy who watched fucking Price is Right so many times and memorize all the prices of things.
Am I right?
Yes.
Who's it? Oh, what's it, $279?
It's $279.95.
Wow. I've never used a Flowbee.
Eric, we got to get you on Price
no,
is Right.
No, no, no. I want the extra lopers first.
I hate my ankles.
I would get a Flowbee cut. I'm not going to lie. It is what it is. Why
Same.
Not?
Same.
Yeah. Okay.
No, definitely not.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, they don't do rat tails for that. So
no, they don't.
That's how Andy lost it. He's like, no.
He lost his rat tail ever in a Flowbee incident.
Went too far.
I mean, I think it's funny that you think my mom would let me anywhere near like something like that. Like she would be like, no, he's going to lose a finger. Like we're not getting a Flowbee.
Worse. Mom, break open the Hoover bag. I gotta get my tail back. Andy, you're so metal.
I just topsy-tailed it. I did a magic twist.
Topsy-rat-tailed. The magic twist is Andy.
That's how they used to make the kids fight in his neighborhood. They would put two rat tails together, magic twist them together, and then see who could get away first.
That's how I knew the magic twist was so deadly. I'm like, oh.
That's why you were talking so much shit about it. I got it.
Right. Like, I still got a scar in the back of my neck from that magic twist.
That would have made that Michael Jackson video so much better.
Oh, 100%. All right, I've got four more I want to cover real quick. Two of them are toys, and two of them are... We'll call them like practical items.
You're going to call them practical.
Okay. So let's make a flexible Lego and call it a better block.
Yo, right? How were they not sued?
Those ones glowed in the dark.
The
and they
marketing.
Were called better blocks.
The marketing on better blocks. Oh,
yo.
But the dumb shit they made with these things. So, like, it's so much better than a Lego because instead of making like,
something
you know,
cool.
The DeLorean from Back to the Future. I can make a dumb crown for my stupid head.
I could open this dumb gate that I made for no reason.
You can make a sword. You could do that with Legos.
The kid made glasses. There are no frames in there, Junior. Do you know what these glasses are going to do for you? Absolute dog shit. Stop.
all these products can still be made with Legos.
The marketing, it had me.
They called out Legos in it too. It's like, yo, this is, yeah, I mean, this is some energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yo, Better Blocks, what are you doing? Don't come after the king if you're bringing these fucking glasses as your big move here.
Their big move was, all right, I want Lego to pay for this. Like, I want them to be like, get off the market, I'll give you 10 grand. And that was the idea.
Like, 10
how
grand,
many, was
in.
It all booster packs? That was my question. Was it, like, you didn't get, like, that whole set there, did you? Yeah. It was like, you get these two.
That's a great point. No, I wrote that down. 170 pieces. What is 170 pieces going to make? Like,
whatever you imagine.
The glasses.
Hold on a second, though. It says that it joins all Lego style block sets.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
you
they
could
called
buy
it
these
out.
In addition to Legos and extend them to make more exciting things. So they
does it have a Kinex adapter?
Yeah, so they're like riding a coattail, essentially. They're like, hey, Legos 100. Suck, but we need them because you want to make these weird movable pieces on here. So I guess in that regard, they're actually kind of interesting. But
what
I agree,
the
like
good ones, like the building block ones.
How many are you getting?
Not the Kinex, like actually put together, you could build stuff that would do things.
I just like, how do you go up against Lego, which is like a pristine brand? Like, for how many years they've been like a pristine brand with amazing like quality control?
For
you're
sure.
Like, I'm going to make these shitty bendy blocks.
And I'm going to call those motherfuckers out too. I'm like, yo, Lego, I'm making you better. Nah, you're not.
How much did they make? I feel like they probably made a bunch of money. Because they were probably cheap as shit to make.
And they were $19.95 for 170 pieces.
What can you make with 170? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm looking at it now. Like, you could not make anything with 170 pieces. So what do you have to buy? Like, five sets of them?
Yeah, so that's $100 to make a crown or a fucking bracelet. I'm already doing that with my bedazzler, so I'm good.
There you go.
I don't need this.
They're preying on grandmas at home. Like, this was... True. This was the before the phone scams of, hey, your grandson or granddaughter may be in jail and we need money.
Oh, this
money.
Is a phone scam right here. Dude.
Right. They're like, come on, grandma, buy better blocks for your grandkid. Come on.
They're better blocks, grandma.
They're better
come
blocks.
On.
You're not going to the store to figure out what they want. Come on, get the better blocks.
Do you want blocks or do you want better blocks?
Legos. Come on. Legos are expensive. These connect to Legos. You want these.
They move.
They move.
Like me on a... Moon shoe or extra loop.
They move like your hips used to, Grandma. Come on, buy the better box.
Was Grandma Shakira?
Find me a Grandma Shakira.
What?
All right, this next one's I would say is controversial because it's on this list, but I don't believe that it like this that I can find. It's not an infomercial, but creepy crawlers.
Yeah,
I know they made an extended version where you would go on and place your order, but. The commercials that I can find are all just 30-second commercials.
And it's another banger song.
It is.
Oh, big time. Creepy and crawly, like, oh, yeah.
They're squirmy and purple and green. Yo, that kid in the blue, he's a fucking creep, man.
Oh.
Typecast.
I don't like him at all.
Yeah, and embarrass your dad? I didn't need creepy crawlers to do that.
What's the shithead's name from Toy Story, the kid?
Oh.
That sucks.
Sid.
Sid. He's the personified Sid.
100%. Well said, yeah.
It's awful. Product was really cool, though, I will say. Like,
yeah.
This was one that you could spend a lot of time with, make something cool, and then absolutely destroy it because you would either roll it in hair or, like, a younger sibling would eat it or something and
tear apart.
Yeah.
Was the textures of it.
Was this just the male marketing easy bake oven?
Yeah.
Right? It was. Because
it
believe
was
creepy
the same
crawlers,
thing. It probably just colored different.
Well, I think it like Creepy Crawlers came out in the 60s. So it makes sense. Shit. It would have been right around that same time frame, I think, as the easy bake oven or slightly after. They made an edible version, though, because these were not edible, correct? These were.
Oh, there was a whole candy.
You could make it's the same type thing, but you could eat them.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I did always want as a kid.
Yes, 100%.
Enticing, but
would it be the same colors? Because
yeah.
That was the problem.
Like foaming blood that you could drink, and like
all this. All right, that's pretty dope.
Dude, gummies were it back in the day. I mean, still, how do you get vitamins today at Target? And I was like, I'm getting gummies. Fuck this.
To this day,
chew something or swallow it. No, I want a gummy.
One story with creepy crawlers was I think the bulb broke or something. I couldn't use it, or whatever. So I still wanted to try to do them. So I filled up the tray and threw it in the microwave, the metal plate, and a paper towel. No. And after about 30 seconds, the paper towel burst into flames. So I was like, as my dad sleeps on the couch, I'm gonna deal with this real quick.
Wow. And you want to be a chef.
Everybody's good.
You were doing the commercials as embarrass your dad.
My latex salesman. Yeah. Exactly.
It's fitting that the intro talked about you as the creepy crawler, Jared, because you almost burned a house down. Amazing.
Didn't work.
Did you put out popcorn? Like what setting did you put it on?
I just did 2 minutes, I think. I don't.
Okay.
I think Jesus Christ, 2 minutes.
Any amount of time is too long.
Yeah. I agree. 2 minutes is excessive. That's like, I need to heat up a lasagna. Like,
I mean, yeah, but
I don't even think Stouffer's lasagna, you put it on for 2 minutes. It's like, whoa, microwave this for like a minute. Shit. This thing coming out of lava. Putting it on two.
Do you think if we had a list of like 5 food items that need to be microwaved that we could all align on a time? Probably not. Absolutely not.
I mean, it all depends on the microwave you're using, doesn't it?
You know, we always say that it's such bullshit.
Yeah, times vary.
Like, Bill, what do you got going on for an enchilada? Like, where are you on that?
Ooh,
a frozen Amy's enchilada. That's got to be like, that's like four and a half minutes,
dude. Yeah,
bro, okay, we are alive.
Okay. 50 minutes in the oven.
Jared's got the right. Yeah, you gotta throw a frozen one in the oven.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna do 2 minutes in the microwave and 25 minutes in the oven. Let's call it a day here.
Oh,
combo.
That's brilliant.
I don't think of myself as a smart man, Bill, but that is a smart idea.
Yeah,
half and half.
Give it a little go.
Let's get onto the last two, which are super practical. And this first one, all I can say is,
oh my gosh,
I have a hard time just getting like a poop into the toilet. Never mind putting while I'm on the toilet.
Oh.
So the potty putter, where you can practice your golf putts while you take a dump.
I just want to say this from a business standpoint, because my business is real estate. Who the fuck has a bathroom big enough to putt while you're taking a dump? Like,
bro, do you see the green there? It's tiny.
It's like, but I'm just saying, like, it's not practical. That's not a real bathroom.
It's not hygienic.
I mean, hygienic aside.
What are you doing with that golf ball?
No.
There's piss
about
on that green, no doubt about it.
Thank you, Eric. Exactly. I'm like, that green's turning yellow, yo.
I believe there's one in my basement right now.
No.
Hold on, a bathroom or that?
That, unopened. It was a gift, I believe. And I think it's back in the basement.
I would bet my life savings that was a re-gift. And I would ask 100%. You to go to whoever gave that to you and ask them who gave it to them.
It's not practical for teaching putting anyways, right? So you're like, I'm going to practice my putting. Are you sitting on a toilet when you're on the green? No. You're standing up.
That's a deep squat, yeah.
That's like, yeah, that's a deep squat. Like, can you imagine? Like,
yo, choke up.
Bends down like that. You're like, what are you doing?
Speaking of, do you know anybody who does a gargoyle perch on the toilet seat? Because I found out this is actually common, that people will lift up the seat, they will stand, and then do a full squat down, like they're perched like a gargoyle. And the person who told me this told me, like, oh, I know a few people that do this. So he didn't feel uncomfortable talking about it. And he said that although one time he was in a public restroom and apparently the lock was broken and a person just looked and there were no feet. So they opened the door and he just saw him perched on the toilet taking a dump.
Oh my God.
Like, what's the splash on that, first of all? Like,
okay, one, your friend is a pervert. He definitely was peeking on that guy. That lock was not broken.
No, he was the pooper.
Yeah, he was the one who got walked in on. How the fuck don't you crack your cranium? Like, I got, I can't stand without falling.
I call bullshit. I don't think people gargoyle shit. I don't think that's a thing.
I'm going to put a poll, an anonymous poll out if people are brave enough to talk about whether they have gargoyle perched or not.
Anonymous. Yeah. Christina, you hear us? Anonymous poll. You're the only one that responds to these polls. You know anyone who gargoyle shits and you can't quote Wick? It's his person.
Listen, I'm just telling you it happens. Anyone I found a more practical way, which is a squatty potty.
Squatty potty makes sense, though. Squatty That's potty. A it's not fucking gargling.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us up on the gram.
Jared just got very quiet during this whole conversation. Jared, have you ever gargoyle squatted?
No. Yes, because we all know Jared is always talking to us so much.
I don't even know that's what you call it. I'm just calling it that because that's what
that,
I'm
that makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, but,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I wouldn't trust the toilets. I don't know.
Okay. I agree.
Like,
I've heard of break. Hovering, right?
It like, should break.
Toilet's dirty. You hover a little bit, but not standing on the seat like a gargoyle.
Are you talking like the craft?
How do you hover while you're pooping too? Like that seems really.
Yeah, you got to be in a stable place, Andy. You can't just hover over a toilet. Like
I didn't say I've never done it. I'm not gonna poop. I'm not dumping in a public restroom. Hell no. I'm not peeing in a public restroom. I would rather sit on a hot grill naked than use a public restroom.
Whoa!
But there are emergency situations. Nobody casually goes to the bathroom in a public restroom. They only go for emergencies, which is why it's always a goddamn mess in there.
Yeah, it's a massacre.
It's awful.
No way.
Andy, with the amount of cheese you eat, I know you got to use some core strength and you take a dump. So you can't just be hovering
I'm
over
Italian.
There.
I can eat as much cheese as I want.
I'm not constipated. I'm Italian.
New t-shirt.
I put enough hot sauce on stuff. Things are moving. All right.
Oh, that's awful.
Things are gargoyling.
So also in 1999, to get a little taste of a country club. Your own little slice of heaven right there.
Your own little dirty slice of heaven. It's like being in a public toilet.
Yeah, that thing's got to be dirty.
Yeah, that thing's got to be fucking grotesque.
I feel like they had a good idea that they missed out for a tagline, which would have been more fun than a Blumpkin.
Get two holes in one.
Bill's on fire tonight.
He is.
Boy, oh boy. What are you, Jared's creepy crawler? Because you're on fire. Okay, the last one I want to mention here, and I'll leave it open for some other ones if there's any like walk-ons, but we got to talk about the titty bear. I did not know this is a real thing. You can still buy these. You're like, hey, you know, my seatbelt is too tight. Can I put a stuffed animal between my tits and make it all better? Apparently, legit. Yes.
Legit. This is my opening line on Tinder, man. Like, yo, can I be your titty bear?
I'll be your titty bear.
Surprisingly, not great results.
Well,
who came up with this idea?
I thought it was fake.
Yeah,
I was like, fake at first, too.
The website is still up. You can still buy a titty bear.
Who the?
Are they repurposing Beanie Babies? Like, I don't.
I didn't want to search for it because I was like, I don't know what will come up. I'm like, this has got to be a prank. I'm not having this on my browser history. Caleb would be like, what are you looking at?
No. This is not fake, Andy.
So you meet somebody, you know, you have a discussion, be like, hey, do you want to take a drive down to the golf course? I've been working on my a potty putter. I'm pretty good now. You get in and they have a titty bear. I'm both the passenger and the driver's seats. What's the conversation? Are you like, this has to be like, I'm dead. This is a serial killer. Like, I don't know what else is going to happen here.
Okay.
Like, what old lady did you borrow this car from? Like, oh, is this your grandmother?
You think little old ladies have a titty bear?
I'm just saying I'm nervous that I'm going to die. So I'm like, all right, where the fuck did this car come from? Like, maybe you can I can jump out the fucking window real quick.
Okay, yeah, we are in agreement. We are going to die, right, and this teddy bear may be the result.
Let me ask a quick question.
You're dumb enough to get in the car when someone says they're practicing on their potty putter, though. You're like, all right, well, I'm going to continue this date.
Fair, this is going well.
They're going to the lake, the Dunkin' Donuts at the lake. Okay, I've got a question here. Let's be serious. All right, Abby, as a large-chested woman, would you buy a teddy bear? Can we just find out if this is a practical product?
I don't know if seatbelt manufacturing has changed since the 90s. I was not a large-chested human in the 90s. But I have never had a problem that this product would solve in the 2020s.
Okay. I appreciate that.
A follow-up question, Abby. is my Tinder opening line a good one?
I feel like you've said 27 different lines today. About creepy crawlies and howling and...
He keeps mentioning Tinder. I want to be like, oh, do we need to take an ad break? And like,
yeah, this has been an infomercial for Bill's Tinder tonight.
Thank you.
For our sponsor tonight, Bill's Tinder.
Hey. You better have photos of all of us on your Tinder. It'll up your chance.
Do you wonder what a titty bear is? Contact Bill on Tinder.
Bill's going to need a scanner to upload his pictures. Those ain't digital.
A fucking police scanner.
Oh, shit. Bill's like, I've been trying to fax my photos to Tinder to get them to put them up. They won't respond.
Oh. Bill's one of those people that confuses Fair. Google with Tinder.
Wait, there's a difference?
Titty bear commercial. Again, hey, if this works for somebody, great on you. It seems like it's a gag gift, but they're trying to make it seem to be this most practical.
Yeah, the actors on there like seem really sincere.
Listen, I just want to know who invented it. Was it a man or a woman? And that's just because
a man.
All right, I'm like, it's got to be a dude because I feel like a woman's like, yeah, I'm not stuffing a bear between my tits. I'll deal with the inconvenience of a fucking seatbelt.
Is it the alliteration? Is that the problem?
Okay, can we flip this again real quick? All right, so instead of...
Is it Marvin's magic board?
Yeah. Instead of Bill or Andy getting into a vehicle where the woman has a titty bear, what if you got in a passenger seat, Abby, and there was a titty bear available in there? Would that make you feel more comfortable?
Is the drive... I'd snuggle fuck out of that titty bear.
All right, so I need someone to do me a favor real quick. Dial 1-800-701-0515 and see if you can still order a titty bear over the phone.
Listen, viewers, do not, because the owner is a pervert and he's going to stalk you. Please do not.
That's true. You don't want that on your on your browser history.
Is that the FBI?
Like the U.S. government. Sorry, this number has been disconnected. The creator of the titty bear is in jail.
All cookies are mandatory. Why in the commercial do they have kids wearing the titty bear?
Yeah. Dude.
Was it actually for... It's for seatbelt comfort. It's so that it doesn't cut your neck. It's not for your titties.
But why do they call it a titty bear?
The biggest problem is that I'll agree with Abby. Is the,
please,
the
Andy, enlighten us on the biggest problem here.
Okay. Like, the marketing is terrible. Because it is supposed to just move the seatbelt, but the name titty bear makes it sound like a sex toy.
And it's between your tits in the video.
Yeah.
Was tits common slang then?
No.
Tits has always been common slang.
I mean, but not in commercials.
What? I mean, yeah, what censor didn't cut that out and go, hold on, you can't say shit on television at this point in time, but we're going to say titty.
Well, there's a commercial, he says titty.
I know, that's what I'm saying, though. This is the censor.
But they spelled it with DD so they could make it seem like it was legit.
Yeah.
True. That's how they got around it.
It's too legit to quit.
I mean, was teddy bear trademarked? They just get as close as they could, change one letter, and be done with it.
But call it, like, you could do anything. Okay, let's say you want a bear and it's a seatbelt. Like, can you call it a bear buckle? Like,
yeah. I mean, but teddy bears are, they're comfort for, you know, like when you're sleeping.
And then, so this is their, you know, creepy cousin, the titty bear. And he, you know, he likes to grope women when they're sleeping.
Well, driving, but yeah.
They're driving.
And he's like, hold on, let me change my dream journal.
While I'm sleeping.
Saying, when we were in the, like, you know, we're younger, right? Like, just picture it. Like, Liam pulls up in his mom van. And then you're like, when he had the minivan.
Straight.
And then you're like, if you saw that in there, you'd be like, Liam, there's a problem. Why is there teddy bears all over this? It's just, it wouldn't go in.
Are you saying teddy bear or titty bear? I'm confused.
Titty bear. Sorry, okay. The titty bear.
Either way, you're not getting in the van.
Yeah, don't get in a van with anyone that has a titty bear belt buckle strap.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for maybe one or two walk-ons. Does anyone have one that they're really passionate about discussing?
Yes. I know I've been talking a lot about online stuff. There was a infomercial in the early 90s, dude named Ask Mike. He wore like a big sweater. Totally awesome dude. This was the computer tutor, Kim Komando. And this motherfucker named Mike. Let me tell you about him. The infomercial starts with him with like 20 books, all look like dictionaries. And he's like, I don't understand how to turn on a computer. This motherfucker takes like 48 minutes because they would buy like this time from the stations, because every station would be like, fucking computer tutor does not necessarily share the same values as we do here at Fox. Fine. Dude, they spent 50 minutes of being like, what is a hard drive? I don't understand this. The greatest infomercial I've ever seen. Like, I spent way too much time this week watching this one infomercial.
And that's an extended, that's a 30 minute, like full.
It was like almost an hour. Yeah, it was great.
If you want to catch it on YouTube, it's under Computer Tutor, but with a K for computer.
Yes.
Very confusing.
Yes, as computers were back in the early 90s.
Did they not have the rights to use the word computer? Like, was it copyrighted?
No.
Like, hold on.
It was a deep fear of these boomers that they were like, what the fuck is this computer doing in our house? I just bought this and I don't know how to turn it on.
You can buy the VHS for $1.95.
Oh.
Just saying.
Dude, I know what you
how
just
many copies
on?
Do you have? Yeah, I was gonna say how many copies do you have right now in your basement?
Well, it's practical because it's gonna teach you computer basics, DOS 6.0, and Microsoft Windows, which I believe was Windows nothing at that point. It was just Windows. Yeah,
just Windows. It was an actual window.
Right? It's just a window.
Yeah, wow. When you said it, I was like, okay, I have a visualization in my mind, and they could have tried to make him cool. And he's just like Bill Gates. Did. Like,
no, they tried to make him cool.
They tried.
That was the
he didn't work.
They're like, this is cool.
Andy, I love you, and I mean no disrespect by this. You guys are very similar. Like, just got a lot of passion for life.
for old computers, you know? We just got a lot of it. That's where I learned to be cool watching that guy. I was like, this guy is awesome.
You guys get really angry at like the most mundane things. Like, I'm like, I don't understand why he's so upset about this computer. And he's like, I got all of these books. And he's got like a grocery cart of books.
Oh, it's too good. Too good.
Wow.
Okay, peeps, let's end it there. We have one episode left in this season. We're taking
so
a break.
So excited for this one.
We're not going to spill the beans yet on our last episode in case for some reason we decide to pivot. But I think we're locked in. One episode left, and then we're going to start a new season up in September. So be prepared for that. Brand new themes, content, maybe a new cast of characters that can join as guests. Very excited about that. Hopefully you caught Poe or Emo. And check that one out.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun doing that one. And more to come, but until then, have a good night. We'll see y'all soon.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace. Tell me, do you think it-